is continuing with John O'Keefe on 1 September 76. Now, you mentioned something else to me that I'd like to ask you about, and that was your feeling as to why Reber was not accepted as a whole.
Yes. Well, there was a feeling at the observatory at that time that the American students weren't competent, that they lacked a sufficient theoretical background to do satisfactory work in astronomy. And an illustration of this was the question which was sometimes put to the American students, do you know how to solve a cubic equation using Cardan's equation? And no American student had ever learned to do that, and from this it was concluded that the American students simply lacked the kind of background necessary to do good work in astronomy.
Right.
And all the students who were with us at that time, none ever got a position in American astronomy of any consequence.
Were there any Americans on the staff at Yerkes at that time? Was it completely foreign?
Not 100%. Morgan was an American. I think, apart from him, I don't think there were any Americans on the senior staff.
Can you just enumerate who were the...
Struve was the director. Kuiper was there. He was Dutch. Chandrasekhar was Hindu. Van Biesburg was Belgian. Vorm visited there from time to time. He was German. And Unzelt was there the first time. He was German. Henye was there as a rather junior person. That's right. He was an American. And P.C. Kinnan was a student, just a very junior person. He was also an American.
And you say that, you did mention that Unzelt also heard this talk by Reber.
Unzelt heard the first talk about by Reber. His remark was, well, you know, after all is said and done, I don't think that this work is completely cranky. And this is about the kindest thing that anybody on the senior staff said about Reber's work.
Right, right. This must have impressed him because he later, during the war in Germany, wrote an article about all of this sort of thing. Which didn't get published till after the war.
Yeah, yeah.
Working out free theory and all. And just for the record, can I just ask when you got your degree and what you
I
were
got my
PhD
in 41.
And what were you working in?
And I was working with Morgan on the distances of the Red and B stars.
I see. So purely classical sort of astronomy.
That's right. Purely classical. Not astrometric. It was spectroscopic. Spectroscopic parallaxes of B stars.
Did you ever go and visit Reber's dish and ever see it?
I never saw his dish in Illinois. Later, he came to live on Thornapple Street, which is the same street I lived in Chevy Chase. And
Maryland.
Maryland, that's right. And he came to visit us rather often there. And he came to visit me at Goddard once or twice and things like that.
Yeah.
We kept up a connection with him. He was a charming person.
Right.
His deafness got greater, and it got difficult to communicate with him. But he was always a very person of immense, vitality and hopefulness and so forth. And he never let these things get him down. He laughed at the whole business, and of course, he was right.
Right, right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. One of the things that Grote said, he was always a cheerful and hopeful person, was, I not only have the biggest telescope in the world, but I also have the one whose figure is the most perfect. Because, of course, if you think of the thing in terms of quarter waves and tenth waves and so forth, it was a very conservative statement. It was far better than any other telescope. I don't think that statement sat very well. So.
Now, was he saying this in 1939, 40 era?
I think he was saying that in 39, yes.
Yeah,
he had designed the telescope for use at some much higher frequency, and he just didn't get it. Nothing came through. He tried there, and then he tried progressively lower and lower frequencies until finally he got something.
It took 2 years, or at least 1 year, of trying changing frequencies.
To see where he could get
incredible persistence.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a hopefulness and a hard to describe, insouciance, nonchalant, absolutely charming.
Well, he still is that way.
Yes, he still is.
I don't know if you've seen him recently,
yes,
but he still bubbles over and asking questions about everything.
Yes. Well,
incredible.
He was more so than, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
He was a real charmer.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's the interview with John O'Keefe on 1 September 76.